usually after the summer vacation, the children ask, when does school
begin?
And say if a boy leaves home to go to school and doesn't show up, you say he did what? He
What you mean?
Say that one morning that he's supposed to go to school and he leaves and his mother thinks he's going to school, but he doesn't go that day. You know, he goes and plays instead. You would say he's doing what?
Well, he's playing hooky and another word for it, dropout, things like that.
And you usually go to school to get what? To get a
education.
And let's see. And after school, you usually go on to, after high school, you might go on to where? To, if you graduate from high school, you might go on to.
Well, I don't know. They should go home. But they don't do it every time.
If they want to go to school some more, they might go to, say after high school, they want to continue their schooling, they might go where?
To the library.
And let's see, what do you call it? You know, say after you go to kindergarten, you go into what?
I just call it they go into real school.
Real school? Do you remember any old-fashioned terms for the first grade or anything like that?
Primer.
Primer? You ever hear that term used anymore? Was that when you were a girl? Did you hear that term used a lot?
It's my oldest daughter when she started to school. You know, she had to get her a little book. It was called the primer, and she was in the primer then the first year. And then in the first grade the next year. Wasn't in the kindergarten then.
Yeah, I didn't go to kindergarten either. And let's see, at school. Children sit at what? They sit at?
At their desk.
And let's see, if you go into a strange town, where might you spend the night? Spend the night at a
motel.
And anything else you might spend the night at besides a motel? Does that mean the same thing as a hotel to you, or is that a difference?
What you mean? They go to a hotel, or some people have their real camper built in, and they just go in the park and spend the night in their camper. But most of them go to motels around that I hear of.
And if you wanted to see a picture show, where would you go see it? You'd go to the.
Where would I go to see a picture show? I tell you, I don't know where they find one. I rang it at Pensacola's the closest place.
And what would you call the building you went in? You go into what? Into the
theater.
And if you had to have an operation or something, you would have to go into the what? Into the
hospital.
And the people who would serve you there in the hospital are the what?
What do you mean?
Who would take
had
care
to have
of you?
Surgery.
Yeah, and who would take care of you there in the hospital?
Nurses, doctors.
And if you wanted to catch a train, where would you have to go to catch a train? What's the place that you would have to go?
I don't know. You could catch them at Flemington and Pollard and Milton, but I don't know where you could catch a train now.
What do you call the building that you would, you know, where you would go in to catch the train?
Well, you go to Depot and buy your ticket.
You ever heard that depot call anything else?
No, I can't think of nothing else now.
Is that basically the same thing as a railroad station, or is there a difference?
The depot is a railroad station.
What would your term be for, say, an open place in the city where you have a lot of